Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Lots happened this week. Let's start with the Child Victims Act, the one-year window, and hundreds of lawsuits filed.
Yeah, this is the first time that victims of child sex abuse who were under the old law not allowed to bring cases anymore because the timeline expired were able to revive their old cases. And Wednesday was the day, and there were more than 400 cases filed. Most of them were against the Catholic Church, but there was also some against the Boy Scouts, public schools, even one against Jeffrey Epstein, who just recently committed suicide, the multimillionaire. They expect a lot more. There's supposedly going to be more against the Boy Scouts coming. It could be thousands, so we'll have to watch it. But the first day, certainly a lot of people came forward.
Well, speaking of thousands, thousands are out in front of the Supreme Court building in Albany. Michael Sussman, a lawyer, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are not happy and are appealing the new law that does not allow religious exemptions for vaccinations.
Right. With schools starting, there could be tens of thousands of kids who aren't allowed to attend if they don't get the vaccinations because of the law passed by the legislature this past legislative session in response to the measles outbreak that hit New York. So as you said, thousands of anti-vaxxers led by RFK Jr., they filled the state courthouse in Albany asking that the law be done away with, thrown out as unconstitutional. But supporters of the bill say it's about protecting public health.
More lawsuits, I see, for President Trump.
Yeah, Attorney General Tish James joined a multi-state coalition where they're fighting Trump's attempt to limit immigrants' access to the asylum process. Basically, anyone entering the U.S. at the southern border would no longer be able to seek asylum unless they can prove that they were denied protection in at least one other country that they traveled through prior to arriving at the U.S. Meanwhile, James has also said that she's going to sue over a new rule change by the Trump administration that would deny green cards to immigrants receiving public assistance. That would be anyone who receives Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers.
Finally, Governor Cuomo proposing a bill to deal with mass shootings.
In wake of the shooting in El Paso, what it would do is it would basically add a hate crime component to the anti-domestic terrorism laws. And in this case, if someone was motivated by hate, it could be proven. If they killed one person and injured at least two more, they could face up to life in prison under the governor's proposal.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Be well.